This is OTB Sports Radio, Thursday Night Football with John Giles.
When you lose a big match like that, you have to soak that up. But to go into a dressing room and say you're celebrating to be disrespectful, I mean, who is Mourinho to talk about disrespect?
The best analysis of all the week's football from Ireland's number one football man.
Pogba's a social media star, right? He appeals to the young people now. He does his dance, he has his hair and all that. That's all he's worried about, in my opinion. Now, worry about being a great player, Nathan.
John Giles. Every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on OTB Sports Radio. Live 24/7 on the Go Loud app. The OTB Podcast Network.
Team news is in, by the way, ahead of Brighton, Manchester United. So, good news from an Irish perspective. Aaron Connolly starts up front and Shane Duffy is in the side as well. As for Manchester United, very strong-looking lineup. De Gea is in goal. They have increasingly now familiar back four of Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Maguire and Shaw. And then once again, Matic at the base of midfield. It's Pogba and Fernandes in front of him. And then they look to have a front three of Greenwood and Rashford and Martial. So that's the Manchester United team this evening. That game kicks off at 8:15 at the Amex Stadium. In the meantime, we're going to turn to the League of Ireland situation. So the good news up front, the league is resuming. Some resolution has been found. It'll resume on July 31st. It'll go from the usual 36-game league down to 18 games. That includes the games which have already been played. So it leaves 13, 14 games for clubs, depending on how many they've played thus far. And the season will be played over two rounds of fixtures, 18 in total, up to December 4th. And this was agreed on the back of a vote. The National League Executive Committee said they would accept a majority vote, and it was a 10-9 victory. The makeup of the vote's quite interesting. 9 of the 10 Premier clubs were against the plan, everybody against it bar Shamrock Rovers. All 9 of the first division clubs were for it, and then you add in Rovers, it's a 10-9 win. It will mean things stay as they are in terms of a relegation situation. So there'll be one up, one down, and then a second club will go down from the Premier, well, won't necessarily go down. There'll be a playoff between the ninth team in the Premier Division and the winner of the first division playoff series. So one goes up, one goes down, and then there's a playoff to see who stays up and who stays down between first division team and a Premier Division team. So for more, we're joined by David Rowe, Sligo Rovers treasurer. David, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
So Sligo Rovers, I'm presuming if I've done my maths right there, and Shamrock Rovers are the only Premier Division side to have voted against this proposal. Sligo Rovers, they voted for it rather. Sligo Rovers were against it.
Yeah, there was consensus amongst 9 of the 10 Premier Division clubs that there needed to be some relegation, and the 9 Premier Division clubs proposed that there would be an automatic one up, one down, so the champions would be promoted and the 10th team would be automatically relegated. There was, I suppose, an expectation that all 10 would back that. Shamrock Rovers took their own position on it. And then, somewhat disappointingly, when it went forward then to the executive committee, there are 3 representatives from the Premier clubs and 2 from the First Division clubs. Shamrock Rovers didn't, the representative adopted a club position rather than, you know, the 9-1, than carrying the mandate from his constituency who had voted him in to represent him in the first place. So that really sided the vote in favour of the one up, one down, and one playoff place. So that's what's happened. And we're disappointed with that. First of all, we're disappointed that, you know, somebody that was elected to represent us has made a decision going against a 90% majority. And, you know, quite frankly, it feels like being mugged all over the place at the moment. You know, between the financial package that was presented to us and the shortfall that leaves and this development today. We're playing half a season, 13 games left. It's very disappointing, particularly the way that it's happened. I think it's not fair. And I'm not sure where it goes from here. But, yeah, we're disappointed with the decision and with the manner in which it was taken.
So your disappointment with Sligo, or with Shamrock Rovers, rather, David, is twofold. One, they went against the other 9 clubs in the initial vote, which is their right to do.
But absolutely, 100%. Yeah, that's not disappointing. Yeah. But
secondly, there's a club representative body of which Shamrock Rovers are on that, and you feel they didn't represent 90% of the vote. They put their own vote to the fore on that representative body.
Yeah, absolutely. They're entitled to vote as they wish on their own club position. But when you're one of three representatives for 10 clubs and that body has voted 9-1 in a particular direction, your obligation is then to follow through. So, you know, we feel that is a complete misread of why they were there. And they're there to represent the Premier Club Alliance. That's the job. But they took their own singular position into the meeting and it was defeated. They were effectively the corruption vote. You know, on a wider basis, we think that the proposition is incredibly unfair. Like, we do agree there has to be some relegation, but if half the season nobody saw this coming, the Premier clubs are carrying huge financial risk, huge financial challenge, which has just been increased because of COVID. And you know, we've been asked to take something on. And to be honest, the sands kept shifting on this. Like, at one stage, you could pull out and they weren't going to relegate you. Next stage, it was going to be, you know, a whole pile of playoffs involving First Division clubs and, you know, maybe nobody down from the Premier Division. I think the way it's being decided, both the decision and the way it's being decided, are really disappointing and, like, patently unfair. I mean, I know there have been court cases in other jurisdictions of similar decisions. You know, there are talks of boycotts and all sorts of stuff, but I'm not too sure where it's going to go to. But there's anger amongst the nine Premier clubs that, until we've got to.
Talks of boycotts amongst the clubs, presumably?
Well, the Premier clubs are meeting this evening absolutely not happy with the outcome and the way it was reached. We all want to play. The FAI came out with a statement at one stage that the most important thing they were being told by UEFA was to complete the Premier Division. We sign up against probably our better, you know, financial judgments to compete because we're a soccer club, because, you know, that's what we do. And then, you know, we were kind of inveigled into that on the belief that certainly the one up, one down and the playoff position, you know, was not going to be the relegation proposal. You know, there are a number of very, very angry clubs this evening, and it's really like we feel we've been railroaded. As I said to you at the start, we feel we've been mugged from all sorts of sides here, and, you know, we're a community-based club in the west of Ireland, and the league is stronger for having clubs like that in it. And honestly, the financial challenge that we've been handed, you know, we've set up a GoFundMe page there this evening, which is, you know, really important for our survival. But the financial challenge on this, you know, two up, two down, potentially, when you've only got half a season, half the relegation, half the promotion, I don't think anybody could argue with that.
Yes. So was the basis, you talked about the solidarity amongst the Premier Division, bar Shamrock Rovers, on the issue of a second team potentially being relegated, was the basis of the opposition to that this was only half a season, or is it?
Yeah.
Or is it, you know, self-interest and, hey, we've a better chance of staying up?
No, I think it's fair that if you're having half a season, that you have the half the relegation and promotion. Like in our case, we're last, so it's very easy to say it's self-interest. You know, maybe there's an element of that in it, but it just seems really unfair with only 13 or 14 games to go that the full relegation and promotion is applied. It's unnecessary. I mean, I think there is sufficient incentive stroke disincentive in one automatic relegation or
sure.
promotion spot.
David, do we know what Shamrock Rovers' reasoning was?
I don't know, and I can only assume they believe that it'll keep the other clubs in the Premier more honest in terms of competitive performance, which will enhance their, you know, league-winning chances. I can assure you we'll all be competitive anyway, and with one automatic drop spot, we would have all been very competitive. But, like, the West of Ireland's had a rough week and a rough fortnight. government appointments, etc. And like this is, you know, we do feel at times like an outpost, kicking against decisions that are made in Dublin by, you know, maybe slightly more powerful voices at the table. And that's exactly what's happened here. You know, the democracy has gone out the window.
Why would a more competitive league benefit Sligo Rovers? Sorry, I keep Freudian here. I'm talking to David Rowe of Sligo Rovers. Why would a more competitive league or a more honest league, you know, teams being kept honest, why would that benefit Shamrock Rovers more than, say, Dundalk?
First of all, I think that one up, one down would keep it very competitive. I guess Shamrock Rovers have a lead over Dundalk, and the thinking might be that the more they scare and worry the lower point clubs, you know, and rather than just say, for example, having one folded tent, it just keeps everybody, you know, on their toes in terms of competitive performance. So I presume that that's the reason. I simply don't know. And yeah, like the other thing is, you know, the first division clubs, have their own very strong group and fair play to them, and as there is a very strong and in the main cohesive group in the Premier Division as well, but that group does not include Shamrock Rovers. Like it's kind of ironic that they exclude them from all meetings and decision makings and making processes, and indeed at the start of the season simply didn't want to play them.
Sorry, I didn't follow that last point.
Understand what the logic is.
I didn't follow that last point you made, David. Sorry, just give that to me again.
At the start of the season, there were a lot of protests from the first division clubs about Shamrock Rovers' participation in the first
division.
So, you know, it's not as if there's a great alliance or allegiance there.
Reverse. So you're saying Shamrock Rovers haven't done this out of some great benevolence or love for the first division?
No, they've done it. Absolutely, they've done it out of self interest. Whatever they perceive that to be, I'm not sure. You know, you ask me what their angle on it is, I'm not completely sure, to be honest.
Well, I'm not either. You know, it doesn't jump out as immediately obvious. I had heard rumblings potentially that Dundalk were proposing a 27-game season, and maybe there's a sense that an 18-game season gives Rovers, with their lead, a better chance of getting over the line, and therefore let's just get this proposal over the line ASAP. But we offered them the chance to come on and explain their thinking. They had no one available this evening. So you feel railroaded, you feel a bit mugged off, you're clearly very unhappy with the situation. What about the FAI's role in all of this? How have they handled the situation, do you feel, then, thus far, up to and including this decision? Could they have done anything about this vote?
There is the structure of the NLEC, the National League Executive Committee, that makes decisions for the league. There were a number of kind of moves in the background by some of the clubs, which probably, to be honest with you, blindsided us. Yes, maybe they could have done it better, and there were a number of kind of diversions which it's probably not fair to go into, but we've ended up where we are. I do think that it's incredibly unfair to have, you know, half the games and 100% promotion and relegation. I do think there was a better solution there. And I'm not too sure where it's going to go to, because, certainly a number of the clubs that might be directly affected are incredibly unhappy. And that really has been added to by the other clubs who may not be in that half of the table, being really unhappy about how the decision-making came about and how, you know, a 90% majority suddenly ended up having one of its own representative vote against, a proposal.
No, I can see that. I can see that as a point of principle. Even if you've no chance of being relegated, how even just the principle of that might irk you severely. So this thing is not done. I mean, people would have seen the headlines today and 31st of July, and we're off and we're running. But based on what you're saying, there's potentially more in this story here.
Oh, there's more in this story for sure, we all do want to go back to play. Pretty much all the clubs are back training. That's fantastic. You know, it's great to walk into the showground. There's a buzz about the place. Our players are back in. But we've been handed, you know, a huge financial challenge, which, you know, we've taken on. I mentioned the GoFundMe page. If you don't mind, I'll mention it again, because it's so important to us. But, you know, we were kind of, you know, we were led to believe that, you know, the promotion relegation, and I suppose a sense of fair play would lead you to believe as well that, you know, maybe one up, one down is a very, very fair proposal. So, this is a bit to run for sure.
Okay. There seems in this story like there's been lots of false dawns and led to believe one thing and then that changes, even struggling to keep track of it from afar. One last very quick point, and as quick as you can, David, it can be as short an answer as you like. When we last spoke, maybe 2 weeks ago, the financial concerns were still very grave. Have you been given any extra assurances in terms of the amount of money that might be available or any guarantees on the money front?
There's a very small amount of extra money has been made available. Our gap is huge, and you know, only our supporters have come behind us, and some significant cooperation from our players and our management team has let us even contemplate starting. So, you know, hats off to them, hats off to our supporters, and we've a big, big challenge ahead of us.
Okay. David, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. That's David Rowe there. He is the treasurer at Sligo Rovers and clearly not happy. There's more in that story to go, I would suspect. Back in a sec.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.